Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my 10-year-old, almost 10-year-old website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I've been talking about the new one in the previous segment, and I'm going to continue to tell you about it, but don't forget that our regular site, our almost 10-year-old site, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can go. You're still going to be able to go and get the show there. You've got all the things that you've been using in the past, all the articles, all those things are still there. In fact, after, I think on Monday, it looks like this weekend, we're going to flip over to some brand new capability, some brand new audio capability that I can't wait to tell you about. And I'll be doing that next week. We got lots of new stuff coming out for you folks. And here's the thing to always remember about what I do. And as you know, if you've been following what I do for very long, you know this already. And that is that whatever I have on my website, whatever we do, you can have it with no barrier to entry, no cost. The only thing you pay for on our website, anything that we do, is the books. And as you know how that works. That's a product that we have to pay for, and we ask you to pay for it, just like you would any other book. Other than that, any information that we have, archives, articles, anything about the Brain Trust, now with the new website, AskJim.biz, with a new knowledge base, AskJim.biz. All that's free, no barrier to entry. You don't have to, you know how you go to some places and if you want the information, you got to give them your email address and you got to create a password. There's nothing like that on our site, folks. It's all free for you. Compliments of me and my organization and our outstanding partners, our outstanding corporate partners. So check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Ask a question. From now on, folks, when you have a question to ask about your business, you don't know what an employee identification number is, you want to learn more about cash flow, you want to understand how to buy a franchise, you want to understand how to, how to get started in a business, where do I find capital, what are the best things to do to start a business plan, what are some of the biggest mistakes you can make when you do so-and-so, whatever it is you're looking for, go to AskJim.biz and ask that question, and we will give you some answers. Now, remember, it's still a baby site, that we don't have as many answers up there as we will have a year from now or 3 years from now, but there's a lot of information there. And if you don't have, if for some reason you don't find the information you want, the answer you want, we have a place there you can send us your question, and we will answer that by email. Now, that is a case, in that case, you do have to give us your email because that's how we send it back to you. But I'm sure by that point, you won't mind because you want the information. But here's my promise to you, and here's my pledge I'd like for you to take to me, for you to make to me. My promise is to always provide you with the best content, the highest quality information that I possibly can without any cost to you. Now, what I want you to do back to me is I want you to pledge back to me. I won't cause myself to fail. I won't put my business and myself in jeopardy because I didn't ask the question. So if you'll promise me that if you have a question, if you're having a challenge, if things are happening to you that are a little bit frustrating and you don't know how to do something, you need to know how to borrow money from a bank. You need to understand how the relationship between cash flow and accounting, or the relationship between accounts receivable and accounts payable. If you don't know those things, AskJim.biz. Promise me that you'll ask the question. Now you don't have to pay anything for those answers. Now you don't have to ask anybody that you know what the answer is, and you won't have to feel that you you don't want them to think that you don't know when you think you should know. Well, you know what, folks? It's just like they said in kindergarten. There are no stupid questions except for the one that didn't get asked. So promise me that you'll ask. Promise me that you'll educate yourself. And by the way, The way AskJim.biz works is just like a search engine. It looks, it actually looks, you know, not unlike Google, the way Google works. It's a search engine format, but it's a knowledge base, meaning that it has information. A search engine doesn't know anything. It just knows where things are. A knowledge base has resident knowledge. This does. And by the way, every single answer is answered by me, and if not just by me and one of my Brain Trust members. All these people that you hear on my show, all these smart people that I bring on my show to talk to you, they're the people who have contributed answers. And on their answers, I also contribute. And by the way, I see every single answer that goes up on AskJim.biz. Every single one of them goes under my nose, and I make the finishing touches, put my seal of approval on it, and I sign every answer. When you go to AskJim.biz, you're going to see that every answer, whether I answer it by myself or with somebody else, has my signature there. When somebody does that, that's when you know that they're serious about what they do and that they want you to be able to trust the information and that they want you to have it so that you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know that about me by now, surely you know it now. My goal in life is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And AskJim.biz is just one more installment of that evidence. I hope you use it to your advantage. Please take it out for a spin, for a test drive, and let me know what you think about it. We got a lot more good stuff to come. It's not perfect. It's pretty darn close. We're getting close, but I think it is excellent. 10 until we're going to be right back. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about what Senator Kerry said this week about you and me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, I was in Washington, D.C. earlier this week to help the SBA celebrate Small Business Week. And one of the speakers that we had was Senator John Kerry, former presidential candidate in the last election. And you all know, I don't have to introduce him. You all know who John Kerry is. But what you might not know is he has been with the Senate Small Business Committee for a long time, once as chairman. Then he became the ranking member when the Congress went back, Senate went over to the Republican side. And then he came back now that the Democrats have the Senate. Now he's gone back as a chairman of the committee. And he had some things to say to this group of small businesses. Here's 50-plus winners, small business winners. And actually, there were probably 100 small business owners in the audience at that time when he spoke. And here are some of the things that he said. He was talking about how tough small business owners have it in what he called this less than stellar job creation environment. He actually said that, ladies and gentlemen. He actually, without realizing, this is what blows me away about politicians, folks. Sometimes they say things that are so ridiculous that they don't even realize how ridiculous it is. And they don't realize that in the saying of it, maybe they think that they're throwing us a bone or they're currying our favor. But the truth is that they're insulting us. And so in my opinion, Senator Kerry insulted every small business owner in that room. Instead of saying, wow, I am so proud of you guys because in the last 4 years, you've created 7.6 million new jobs, more than all of the jobs combined created by all the other industrialized nations, more than all of those jobs combined anywhere else in the world, all those countries combined. You small business owners have created all those jobs. I am so proud of you. You've just done an outstanding job. Instead of saying that, which is what I say, which is the truth, by the way, he tried to say that there weren't that many jobs created, basically. It's been a tough time to create jobs. It's hard to create a job. Well, it's not easy to create a job, but the point is that he's so committed to dissing George Bush. And this, I'm not here to defend George Bush. I'm here to defend you, small business owners. But they're so committed to kicking George Bush that they actually say things like he said to you and me. And that, to me, ladies and gentlemen, is what's wrong with politics. When any party, Republicans or Democrats, are so desirous of control, of so desirous of power, that they literally do what I consider it to be a lie. What John Kerry said yesterday to small business owners at the SBA was a lie. And that's what they've come to, the politicians. And I'm not just talking about Democrats. This guy just happened to be a Democrat. But when they're so committed to gaining power that they can't even tell the truth about what's evident in front of everybody, even if they don't like the news, at least tell the truth and don't insult me and you and making and as if you and I don't know better. Unemployment is 4.3%, I think, right now. That's almost a record. Every economist I know will say that that's full employment. We got 2,000 jobs going wanting. There are jobs that 2 million jobs in the United States that can't be filled. We've created so many jobs. And that's the evidence that Senator Kerry denies. Now, he and I can disagree on other things, how to solve the health care issues. He and I completely disagree on that. He and I can disagree on other things. His method, my method, you know, reasonable people can disagree. But when a politician stands there without any sense of irony, without any sense of shame, and tells and says what he says about the jobs that you and I have created one job at a time, to say it that way, instead of taking the opportunity to congratulate you and me on the jobs that we've created, in my opinion, is what's wrong with politics. It's not about leadership, ladies and gentlemen. It's about power. And I hope that Republican or Democrat, the next person you vote for is somebody who focuses more on leadership than power and somebody who tells the truth. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, continuing to celebrate Small Business Week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.